one of the early advertising campaigns reinforced the wearing of seatbelts, which had not reached the level of compliance that road authorities had hoped for. David Saffron recalls the Click Clack campaign of the 1980s.
The Victorians had done some research that had showed that if you combine police enforcement with publicity about that enforcement, you can achieve behaviour changes to improve safety. And that's what the Click Clack campaign was about. It involved a lot of police, and we had publicity campaigns, Click Clack front and back. And they also reminded people that it was against the law and there were fines involved for not wearing seatbelts.
You see it every day. People jump into a taxi and leave the seatbelt undone. Or they do the same thing when they're a passenger in a private car. What do you reckon? Do they think they've got a special dispensation from above? Please, Click Clack front and back.
In Victoria, audience reaction from seatbelt advertising had some unexpected outcomes. Peter Vulcan.
We did some groundbreaking research on the optimum number of times that a road safety commercial should be aired to get the best effect. And this commercial was to promote correct wearing of the seat belts, wear it right, wear it tight. And the ad was played once a night in some cities of Australia, three times a night in other cities, and that turned out to be the optimum for dollars spent, and nine times a night in a couple of cities, smaller ones where we could afford to pay for nine times a night. And the result there were people ringing up the station saying, "Will you get rid of that ad? I've had enough of it."
The introduction of RBT into New South Wales in 1982 initiated a vast advertising campaign designed to inform the public of what lay ahead. John Bevans was briefed for the campaign that would introduce the concept of random breath testing to the public.
We got a very thorough brief, and I remember the brief clearly. It asked that the objective of the advertising was to communicate the introduction of random breath testing and explain the penalties and the procedures of RBT. And I asked if I could perhaps spend some time with some highway patrol officers to get an understanding of what happened. And I was lucky enough to be sent out with two young highway patrol officers. And at this stage, random breath testing hadn't been introduced, but the law at that stage allowed the police to pull over a driver if they were speeding, say, or changing lanes without indicating. And if they suspected the driver may have been drinking, they could then require the driver to take a breath test. So these two young officers said, "We'll set up a speed trap on Flat Rock Drive, and when we catch people, if we've got good reason to believe that they may have been drinking, we'll put the bag on them." Because it was a bag in those days. And sure enough, the first person that they caught was a young man in an Alfa Romeo, a nice fellow, a typographer who had worked with my advertising agency on the Wollongong Drink Drivers campaign. And the police pulled him over and he looked as white as a sheet. It made me realise that there was something there in the notion of being pulled over by a police officer. And when I spoke to the police officers, I found that they had the power, in fact, not only the power to arrest people, but if they'd got them to blow into the bag and that indicated that they were over the limit, then they had to place them under arrest so that they could get them back to the police station to put them on the breathalyzer and get an accurate reading. And we caught quite a few people, and drunken drivers, because they were the days when people drove really drunk. And I was able to see as they would get somebody, arrest the person, put him in the back of the car, they're all males, and take him to the police station. So I saw all of this. I saw normally upright businessmen, you know, crumbling in a, figuratively speaking, in a heap because they had been arrested. So I was able to go back when we made our presentation and said, "Look, I don't think this advertising campaign should be about the penalties and the procedure of random breath testing. It should be much more emotively potent than that." And went back with the line, "How will you go when you sit for the test? Will you be under 05 or under arrest?" And it was quite fascinating because the advisor to the Minister for Police, or the press secretary, I'm not sure who it was, sort of said, well, you can't say that because we don't arrest people. And I was able to say to him, well, in fact, you do arrest people. I've been out with the police. I know how it works. And as a result, the campaign went ahead.